You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
And my name, I believe, is Kevin.
Is it Kevin?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, we are here on this very auspicious occasion. We're trying out new sound equipment.
Yes, we just decided to do this podcast out of the blue, out of nowhere, so it's probably going to be just a few minutes, and hopefully this will record properly, and it can be posted for your wonderful ears.
For your enjoyment, everybody.
Your auditorial enjoyment.
I've done tricked him. I've got him to sit down with me to record this under the guise of testing audio equipment, so you all are welcome. Snuck in. And
sacrifices have to be made.
It's true. It's true. Like that, I did bring a goat.
Oh, you did? Oh, you know, that's not good.
Shut up, Billy.
You know, you're going to get sued. You know, PETA won't like you. You know that, right? PETA, well, actually, there's two PETAs. One PETA would actually appreciate what you're doing.
There's a third PETA. In my pants.
Oh, jeez. Well, look, the two PETAs I'm familiar with is the people for the ethical treatment of animals, and then the other one that people really like is the people...
The one in my pants?
No. The other one is people for eating tasty animals. That's the other one.
Oh, okay.
And it really does exist. I'm not kidding. There really are two different PETAs. The other one was created just to mock the other one.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Ain't that something? Wow.
Yeah.
Who knew?
But tonight or today or whatever the case may be, wherever you are in the 24 time zones on this wonderful, beautiful blue and green planet, Earth, we're going to briefly discuss dark characters in Marvel that we would like to see on the TV screen or in the cinematic screen.
Yeah, the dark Marvel Cinematic Universe, I think, is the best way to explain it.
Yes.
And that's a relatively easy way to go. We saw in WandaVision, we saw the Darkhold.
The Darkhold, that's right.
The basic creation of the Darkhold. Ooh, we've got some ominous type hum music here in the background. Oh, this is
yes, that's perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
It's just so appropriate.
I think it's a plane.
Oh, I thought it was actual real ominous music.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a plane.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely picking up a plane. Well, as we wait for that plane to come and get us, because we are flying off to the movie theater to watch Morbius, because we heard it so amazing. We were talking about WandaVision. We're talking about the Darkhold being created. So the creation of the Darkhold is interesting in the fact that it opens the doors to a lot of Cthulhu-esque type villainy.
And perhaps Mephisto.
Yeah, opens the door to Mephisto.
Nightmare.
Also Mihando.
And Mihando.
Zing. Yeah.
And Nightmare too, right? Wouldn't you think?
I'll be here all week. Yeah, Nightmare. Despair. Believe, but I think Despair is coming in Doctor Strange and the
Multiverse
of Madness. I always say that. Multiverse of Madness.
Well, I mean, there will be a Multitude of Madness not too off.
You're right.
From
you're
that.
Right. So yeah, we'll be seeing some of that. But we also, you know, from what I've heard, there is going to be some darkness coming in the Moon Knight series. And we're pre-recording this by about a week, so if this happens in the next episode of Moon Knight, I'm gonna be like, well, shit. But we are supposed to be getting Werewolf by Night.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's supposed to be coming in the Moon Knight series.
That makes sense.
He's always been tied to Moon Knight. His first appearance was in Moon Knight or in Werewolf by Night number 32.
That's right.
So it definitely makes sense. But the other thing that I heard about that came as a surprise was I heard whispers of Ghost Rider making an appearance in Moon Knight.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is this the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider or just some other guy playing Ghost Rider?
Or the Robbie Reyes version?
That's true.
The
Robbie
Cosmic
Reyes.
Ghost Rider.
Or Dan Ketch?
Yeah. Could be Danny Ketch, yeah. Could be about Blaze. I mean, we could get Blaze, too. But
actually, you know what's funny? They should just do Danny Ketch just to respect the Johnny Blaze, Nicolas Cage version, which, by the way, I heard rumors that he could be in the Multiverse of Madness.
Kind of would make sense. You know what they did with the DC when they did the Crisis on Infinite Earth thing, the television event? They did have a ton of the characters. They had Tom Welling's Superman in there.
From previous DC.
From previous projects. DC, yeah. They had Burt Ward as Robin. You know,
oh, nice.
He wasn't playing Robin, obviously, in there, but he was in it.
Was Flash, original Flash from 1990 in there?
Too? Yes, he was definitely in it. They had, of course, Black Lightning.
Linda Carter?
Linda
Wonder Woman?
Carter? I don't remember if Linda Carter was in there. I want to say yes. I believe she was. But
Lou Ferrigno's Hulk?
No.
That's gosh, what's wrong with me? Why did I say Marvel before? See, we're just talking about Marvel and my brain just flipped out. Sorry about that. Got drunk a little bit. What's wrong with me? Forgive me, audience.
Drunk on power.
Slap. Stupid comic book nerd should know better. Swamp Thing.
Yeah, they did show. But that's where they cheated a little bit because they were talking about, and there are many more universes. And they showed clips of Titans, of Doom Patrol, of Swamp Thing,
nice.
Of all the properties that are on like HBO Max and
nice.
Stuff that wasn't going to be a part of the Arrowverse, so to speak.
Nice. That's cool.
So, it was even
Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It was very clever the way they did it. So, Marvel can easily do that, but in a more cinematic element, of course, is what we'd be looking at. And I think that's really cool. That would be a really cool thing to witness, to be a part of. So, I think that would be super fun. But I digress. We're talking about Robbie Reyes and Ghost Rider and stuff.
Potentially. Yeah. Now, another thing that would be really cool, since I'm looking at the book right now on your desk, Tomb of Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
It would make sense to see Dracula in the show as well. That makes perfect sense, because Dracula, not only is he one of the most popular horror characters in all of cinema, and in many of TV shows and comic books, it would make perfect sense to bring a Marvel version of Dracula into the MCU, or as I like to call now, the MCM.
MCM?
Yeah, the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse.
Ooh, very clever. Did you trademark that?
Even if I did, not that it would really matter.
You don't have that Disney money yet.
Exactly. Well, I do have Disney stock, but that's not good enough.
No. They'd be like, we just purchased you.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Well, wait. You know what? You had a similar experience, isn't it true? You know, with the Scarlet Beetle.
Yeah. We created a character. I don't know if you guys know this, but I created a web series called The Blue Beetle: Ted Kord Returns. It's available on Rumblespoon Productions and on YouTube under the Rumblespoon Productions page, where our audio podcasts are also and our video podcasts are also listed. But we were at a comic convention and we were working on an idea for a female love interest for Ted Kord, and because they've been putting, like, they put him in with Barbara Gordon, and he was like the secondary interest for her, and she ended up going with Dick Grayson anyway. They put him in I can't remember what the other one was, but they kept putting him in like in a silly love triangle as a love interest, and they just would not let him find love.
And then they decided to waste him.
Yeah, and then they decided that just killing him off in every incarnation of comic-dom would be fun, and they could all piss off for that. But, so I decided that I wanted to have a love interest for Ted, and it was a past love interest that came back, kind of from college and stuff, and, you know, known her over the years. But she was a character that was going to be called the Red Beetle, and she was part Indian and part African-American.
Mm-hmm.
And sure as shit, we create the drawing of it, the character's done.
Costume.
We have the costume, the look of it, everything. We've drawn it all out at this convention, at this table, just sitting there talking with my cartoonist, our cartoonist friend.
Yeah, Louis.
Louis Castillo. And we had the idea all written down and done, and somebody must have seen it. Because it wasn't more than, 6 months later that DC had, for no reason,
out of the blue,
an appearance of a character that they called the Red Beetle in the Justice Society issue number 50 comic book that came out. And they were like, oh, it's the Red Beetle. She's come to save somebody.
Mm.
And she was in like one or two other issues and never appeared again. And she looked
just like exactly
yeah. like the character we designed, and she even had the darker skin, somebody that's half African American,
yes, and part Indian,
and part Indian, And I was just floored.
And the sad thing is, you're in a tough spot, because if they rip an eye, just like, well, I would tell you about my Star Wars ideas, and I felt one of them kind of was partially taken in a bizarre way. Remember years ago, I talked about right before the Mandalorian came out, wouldn't it be cool if they did like Star Wars movie. I give it a tie. I call it a Jedi Bounty. Mm-hmm. And involved like bounty hunters and going around the galaxy, and all of a sudden this thing called The Mandalorian comes out. So I'm like, man, someone must be listening in to what we're saying.
Yeah.
And they work for Marvel and DC and Warner Brothers and Disney. Hey guys, I was at the comic book shop. These guys, these nerds have some really interesting ideas. I think we should use this, boss.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do it now and trademark it immediately. So if they complain, we'll sue them instead. That's the thing. I'm surprised they haven't sued you yet over your Scarlet Beetle character. Wouldn't that be something? I'm like, wait a second, this came out before yours. Well, too bad, buddy.
It actually didn't, though. That's the thing.
Oh, it didn't.
Well, no. If you look at our designs and you pinpoint the date and stuff of when we created it, we created the Red Beetle before DC Comics. Mm. It's just we didn't get the character up online.
Until after the fact.
And then once we created Scarlet, I immediately put that character up online because we couldn't call the Red Beetle anymore.
Yeah, Scarlet Beetle.
We'll just call it Scarlet Beetle. And I was a little cheeky too because Marvel has a character called the Scarlet Beetle, and it's just a giant anamorphous beetle, you know, and it just,
you spelled it differently, I guess.
Yeah, I did. I added an extra T.
There you go.
Just like Dan Garrett, when it was Garrett, Garrett, and then there was Garrett. They had two different versions. One was in the Fox era, and then one later came with the
Charlton
era. And so I thought, well, we'll be fun. We'll play around with it. When we call her the Scarlet Beetle, we'll put two T's at the end. Yep. You know?
Just in case an attorney wants to reach out and touch you.
Right, yeah. In various places,
yes.
So we digress on that, but talking about
Tomb of Dracula.
Yeah.
It'd be such a cool character to bring in, especially for a Tomb of Dracula Disney Plus show. I think it'd be awesome, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they could bring in Hannibal King, not necessarily the Ryan Reynolds version, but just a guy named Hannibal King.
Right. Yeah, we definitely don't need the Ryan Reynolds version. We're good.
He's a busy man. He understands. He's a busy man.
Yeah.
Deadpool's taking up a lot of his time.
Yes, yes.
As well.
Free Guy and everything else.
And Mint Mobile, whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Yeah, all that. So, yeah, the Mint Mobile. Yeah, he's got a lot of money invested in that mobile phone cellular company.
I'm proud of him. I like him. I'm proud of Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, yes. I just watched Free Guy. Have you seen that yet?
No, I heard it's pretty good.
It's actually it. Yeah, I called it sweet.
Hmm.
I said it was cute. Cute and sweet. Hmm. Fun.
Fun movie.
It takes a lot of elements of Ready Player One. In rolls with it.
Okay, so influenced.
Yeah, definitely there's an influence.
Was the other one Wreck-It Ralph? I guess the other one. It's kind of like that too. I mean, it's a cartoon, but
yeah. To a point, yeah, it's kind of similar. It has some similarities for sure. But yeah, so Tomb of Dracula, you think would make a
great TV show for Disney Plus,
a great series,
and maybe you can have it attached to the Moon Knight TV series in some ways.
Yeah, I think Disney should start looking at having like a Disney After Dark section on Disney Plus.
Absolutely.
Can only be accessed by adults.
Even better. Let's see, Disney Plus. Let's call it Disney. Well, actually, gotta be careful because if you say Disney Mature, then people might take it the wrong way.
Right.
But maybe Disney. Gosh, we're trying to find a good word that could come off. It's for adults, but it doesn't come off like, you know, pornographic.
Mm-hmm.
But something like that. You come up with a Disney thing that's attached to Disney Plus that has the more mature material, so you keep it away from the kids, and, you know, you need a special whatever password to lock onto it, and then people over 17 can watch these particular shows. So that way you have the freedom to do what DC has done on HBO Max with Peacemaker. And I guess even Doom Patrol to a lesser extent. You can get a little more risky, you know, show a lot more blood.
Risque.
Yeah, there we go. There you go. Risque, show more blood.
Show a little booty.
Booty, blood, guts. Yeah,
booties.
That's it.
I sound like I'm 12.
Booties and blood. That's it.
Yeah.
Booties and blood.
The Disney booties and blood.
There you go. Yeah. Disney booties and blood. So Tomb of Dracula can do that. Werewolf by Night, I think you mentioned earlier. So Werewolf by Night TV series as well would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Frankenstein. I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know if we necessarily need that. But I think bringing in Ghost Rider is a cool idea. I think Man-Thing.
There you go, Man-Thing.
As silly as Man-Thing sounds, I do like the idea of Man-Thing.
You got to bring a muck creature in.
Right. Yeah. We definitely need a muck monster. And even if you
Son of Satan.
Yeah. Damien Hellstorm. Hellstrom.
Something like a Hellstrom, something like that.
Hellstrom. Yeah, one of those. He would be a good idea, although he did have a failed Hulu series.
No.
That was produced by Jeff Lowe. I think Hitmonkey did okay, and it actually is pretty decent if you haven't seen that. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Doesn't have to have his own TV show, but maybe just bring some of these characters onto the other shows, have them attached, you know, as supporting characters.
Yeah. And that we got the Darkhold. We could have bring in Carnage or some of the other symbiotes.
Mm-hmm.
We could have that.
Toxin.
Yeah, we could have Toxin in there. Scream again, you know. There's like a whole Anti-Venom, you know, there's a whole bunch of them that they could put in. Screech.
Screech. Oh, yeah. I remember there's one, I think it was called like Demogoblin or something like that. Demogoblin.
Yeah, it was like a Hobgoblin, right?
Yeah,
a
Demogoblin. Yeah.
Yeah, Hobgoblin would be a cool idea to put in there too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dark Marvel characters that could be placed in there.
You know what? You know who could make a comeback in a weird way? The Shadow King.
Yeah. We could put in Elsa Bloodstone, too.
Ah, yes.
Elsa Bloodstone would be really cool because she hunts for the occult and stuff. And she could be looking for the Darkhold as well. I think the Darkhold
can
create a whole new universe.
Selene, the Black Queen.
Yeah.
So aesthetically, she's kind of vampire-ish.
Selene, the Black Queen. Yeah, it rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely rhymes. I like the idea of Dark Marvel Universe. I just don't know, since it's Disney, if they can pull it off properly.
They could. There's two choices. Rather, you create a separate section that's on Disney Plus, or you create another. Just leave it on Disney Plus, but just have a special section that's only accessible, you know, for adults.
Well, I know there are like password protections that you can put on certain accounts, so you can have children's accounts on there.
Yeah, because HBO Max kind of does it already. It's like, you know, it's HBO Max for kids, you know, so there's a way to kind of separate.
And Netflix has the same thing. Right. Yeah, so you can access it. And Disney Plus actually has where you have to put a passcode in.
True.
In order to access mom and dad's account.
True.
You know, so if you don't know it, you can't get access and you're stuck in your kid account.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of a way to do it properly, because you know how it is. There's always going to be some parent or some adult that complains, my kid saw that Tomb of Dracula show and they can't sleep for a week and they're upset, and I'm upset because they're crying because all the blood and blah, 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 you know. So you got to find a way to protect the kiddies, protect the children.
Yeah, protect for the children.
For the children.
For the children. Oh, oh. Yeah, so we've got that. So let's say we create this dark universe. I think the linchpin of that should be Dracula.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I think he should be the overarching.
He's the Thanos. He's basically the Thanos of this particular.
Yeah. I think he's the overarching evil. I think he comes tied to the Darkhold. You know, like he's part of that world, part of that universe.
You know what? He could be a servant of Mephisto. You never know.
Yeah,
or be connected in some way.
Yeah, he definitely could be. You know, like you think that it's Dracula, and oops, you know,
there's a higher power. There's a higher power behind it,
yep. And everybody. Because let's be honest, once they start creating more and more of this dark universe, everybody's going to see Mephisto again. Mephisto. And that Silver Surfer issue 3 is going to just skyrocket in value. I mean, up.
I thought it was 4.
No,
it's 3. It was 3. Okay.
It's 3.
I think I thought 4 had like the classic cover.
4 is the Thor with.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Right, the Thor. Okay, yeah. You know what? Because I know, you know, those, both of them are like classic covers.
Yeah. Oh, very classic.
Both of them are classic covers. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Do you own the Mephisto or the Thor one? I thought you owned one or the other. Maybe you just own the Silver Surfer.
I may have just owned the Silver Surfer. I just got to look at it. I've got to look it up.
Because if those that don't know, Kevin is a huge Silver Surfer fan.
And Galactus.
Yeah, you are. In fact, he did dress up as the Silver Surfer for a comic convention one time.
You sure that was me?
Yeah, that was you, because you got asked to leave because you weren't wearing pants.
You sure that was me?
And you were like, he needs to be anatomically correct. And they were like, no, you can't come in, sir. There's children. I remember that.
That sounds more like a Dr. Manhattan type of thing.
What, you blew yourself?
All blue myself, and I'm just, you know, hanging out there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go to jail for that. Are you kidding me?
Oops, Kevin. I think that's the year that you went as Dr. Manhattan, and I went as the Silver Surfer, and we both got in trouble.
Yes, removed.
Yeah.
And what happened to Jarrett?
Jarrett was just Wolverine without pants, if I recall.
That's really disturbing.
I know. He was full on Weapon X.
I see. Yes, indeed. Full on Weapon X.
Yeah.
And he probably was shouting it too. I'm Weapon X.
Yeah. You can't hurt me. I've got healing factor.
More ways than one.
Yeah. We're 12 years old, for those that don't know.
Yeah. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah. There's a shame factor that should resonate with us, but it really doesn't. Hmm. I mean, I don't feel anyway. I used to get embarrassed a lot easier than I do now. Like when I was younger, and I think that's the case with most people. You get embarrassed when you're a kid, mm-hmm. or when you're a teenager. Your parents embarrass the shit out of you then, for sure. But once you become the adult, you know, and you're in your late 20s, early 30s, and then you get a little older in your middle 30s, and then in your 40s, and then you're like, I don't need to wear pants. You know, suddenly that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I remember working with a guy, and he was in his 60s, late 60s at the time, and he would just rip one and just fart.
She didn't care.
At any point, and it did. You'd be mid-conversation with the man, and you would just...
Wow.
And you'd be like, you'd stop for a second, and then you'd be like, all right, don't draw attention to it, and then you'd keep talking. I know at some point, you and I are going to hit that age where it no longer matters, and it's just going to escape.
Well, I probably wear some type of...
We're going to pretend like it doesn't happen.
I probably wear some type of garment to prevent anyone hearing it.
That depends. Get it?
Yeah, that depends. There you go.
I'll be here all week, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, try the veal. No, don't try the veal. It'll give you gas.
But I just want to say, you know, to a fellow Kevin that runs Marvel, Mr. Feige, I think this is a great idea, in my humble opinion, to have a Tomb of Dracula TV series on Disney+. In the next 2 to 3 years, sir. Mm-hmm. Please take this idea. Matter of fact, Donald and I would work for half to be executive producers.
Yeah.
And Jared as well.
Whatever you're paying your writers right now.
We'll take half. So if you're paying them a couple hundred thousand, we'll take $100,000, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, either each or split it between us. We're not greedy.
Yeah, we're not too greedy.
We're just good.
There we go.
We're just good at our jobs, damn it. That's what it is.
And we would know how to translate the books properly as well to a TV series. Mm-hmm. And also incorporate any ideas that you would obviously force us to do. And we would do it happily.
Forced cooperation.
We'll do it.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it is now. It is now, damn it. It is now.
It's not your vision, guys. It's our vision. Yes, sir.
Yeah, not my guy, pal. But yeah, so I think a Marvel Dark Universe could easily work. I just hope Marvel comes correct when they do it, and they embrace the dark, they embrace the horror.
Don't hold back.
Elements of it, because it doesn't seem like Sony did with Morbius. Doesn't feel like they embraced that horror element too much. There was a tinge of it, but not enough.
Because
originally
it was
supposed to be R, right?
Yeah.
And then they switched it to PG-13.
They're thinking too much about the toys. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. It's always the toys, man. Mm-hmm. It's always the toys. Judge Dredd had toys. They didn't sell. You know, the Stallone one.
Didn't RoboCop have toys? That was a violent movie.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It had a cartoon, too, if I recall.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, Rambo. Rambo. Remember, Rambo had a cartoon when we were growing up?
Yes, Rambo did.
And Rambo 2 was pretty violent.
Rambo 2 was hella violent, yeah.
Now, the later sequels, good lord, they're violent. But anyway, they still sold toys to kids.
Yeah, they sold toys to kids. Kids' toys. Kids' toys. And we're going to be talking about kids' toys at some point again, too, because we do love talking about toys as well. I think this is a nice little quick one. Those of you out there in podcast land have access, we are available, of course, on a multitude of podcast platforms.
Spotify.
Yep. Spreaker.
SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah. Stitcher. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, Google.
iHeartRadio, yeah. Amazon Podcasts. We're all over the place,
YouTube,
guys.
YouTube, obviously.
We're like herpes. We just spread. Positive herpes. Wait, what?
That's a scary thing to say.
That doesn't work either, yeah.
But, well, there are different versions of herpes, as we
know. Yeah, we're more like the cold sores.
I see.
We come and go.
Not the chicken pox one.
No.
Okay.
No, I think the cold sores is better.
All right.
Yeah. So, thank you for tuning in and listening. I'm Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you...
at sometimes dark, dreary, and ominous comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.